Hi, this is a dictation for Willie Gordon, Willie Gordon. Date of birth is 4/13/1970. Date of accident 10/7/2020. Date of birth and date of service is 2/15/2022. History of presenting illness. Mr. Willie Gordon was placed for surgery for disc replacement on 2/1/2022. During the surgery, it was found that he had a large tumor in the thyroid gland. Among the incidents, the incident both the tumor and patient went to the hospital where Dr. CZOK at Beulah Bowman Oncologist did surgery for thyroid tumor removal, although it was found to be benign. The patient still is undergoing recuperation. He was discharged last Sunday on 2/5/2022. And he still has to go for, he had to go through an emergency surgery for this issue. Disc surgery could not be done, and now he will have to set the appointment. We also have called for Dr. Previll to find the next date for his surgery. Apparently, the patient feels some pinched nerve in the lower back. He says his legs get numb, and he is requesting stronger pain medications. Pain level, he reports, is between 8 to 10, and 80% relief is obtained when the pain medicines are provided. In the ADL, patient report that his general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And in the system review, patient reports of difficulty sleeping, fatigue, poor grades at work, poor work performance, anxiety, and chronic fatigue. He denies any headaches, vision disturbances, dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any other issues. In the pain and numbness, patient provides complaints of stiffness in the neck and lower back, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back and mid back, and some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient suffers from constipation and difficulty in swallowing, and he denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. In the GU, patient reports incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination. In the GU, patient does not have any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. Respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports of no changes in the pain level. He reports the pain is the same. And in medical history, he had a foundation of a tumor in the neck. In surgical history, patient had a surgery at Royal Beaumont Hospital, emergency surgery for thyroid tumor removal. Hospitalization, yes, for 5 days at Royal Beaumont Hospital. Weight loss, yes, for a few months. Any other trauma? None. Current pain medication, Percocet. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 145/108. Pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 1/11/2022, dictation number 0112-096. Diagnosis remains the same, plan of care. The patient has been provided with a pain medication, Percocet 7.5/325 to 12 hours, PRN for 15 days. 15 tablets were provided, to be taken one tablet a day for pain only whenever there is severe pain. The idea is to provide pain in the morning and daytime coverage for the pain. The patient didn't want to take this prescription. He stated it is not going to help him, and he called his attorney to find him another pain doctor, and he doesn't want to come and see us again. He also was scheduled for epidural injection if he chooses to come. He has received 5 epidural injections to the lumbar spine, and we have provided reasonable help, and it has helped. He also received two kind of injection to the shoulder for his SI joint has not been done yet. However, the patient is already seeing a neurosurgeon, and I believe he'll be all taken care of there. He will be discharged as of today's date. to be referred to Dr. Prebil for managing rest of the med issues. Thank you very much. Physical therapy will continue once a week for now to focus on neck, back, shoulder, and rotator cuff. He'll remain off work and housework replacement and transportation for next 30 days. Thank you.